Now, late last week, the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute published a report mapping the extent to which homelessness had become more concentrated in capital cities. Researchers from Swinburne University and RMIT studied the importance of housing affordability, poverty and labour market opportunities in reshaping the distribution of homeless. Senior research fellow in the Faculty of Health, Arts and Design at Swinburne University, Dr. Sharon Parkinson, is one of the report's authors and joins us now to speak about the study. Sharon, thank you for your time.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. So your study was conducted using census data in the 15 years to 2016. And in your report, you've summarised the key findings into three key headings. And these headings take form as questions. So I'm going to fire them at you right now, if that's okay with you.
Okay, go away.
Sure. Yep. So where is homelessness rising and falling?
Okay, can I just start with defining what we mean by homelessness?
Of course.
Because a lot of people consider homelessness to be rough sleeping on the streets, but the ABS census includes those who are living in improvised dwellings, supported accommodation, couch surfing, boarding houses, and living in severely crowded dwellings. So it's not just rough sleeping. And what we found nationally is that homelessness has increased in major cities relative to regional and remote areas. However, a large share of the national growth has been in Sydney. So, for example, in the latest census, just under a quarter of all homelessness experienced across the country was found in Sydney, and this was up from 16% in 2001. So there's been a significant growth in the major metropolitan cities. We also found that homelessness in Sydney has become more dispersed across the whole metro area. So, and also with a larger share of growth occurring in the middle and outer areas. So areas like Auburn and Fairfield and Canterbury, and much of the growth of homelessness over time stems from people living in severely crowded conditions relative to other types of homelessness that I described earlier.
That is quite a growth. And, you know, are services well located to respond to the changing geography of this issue?
We found in our research that there is a bit of a mismatch between where services have historically been located to address homelessness. So traditionally, services have been located in the inner city areas. But as homelessness disperses across the outer areas into more suburban type of homelessness, we found that there needs to be a redistribution of some of the services to meet the different types of homelessness emerging in those areas.
So what would you say are some of the most concerning findings for you in this study?
I think what we are most concerned about is the significant link between growing homelessness and housing affordability, and that's particularly so in Sydney. So, for example, the rates of homelessness increased by 70% in areas with above state median rents in Sydney, and that was the highest increase. We also found that homelessness growth is associated with particular types of locations. So this was an area-based analysis. So areas with a higher proportion of males, younger age groups, young families, those with a higher proportion of Indigenous people from Indigenous backgrounds and also an ethnic background. And particularly severe crowding was associated with high unemployment and a higher proportion of males in an area.
So what would you say, in response to this report, what would you like to see from the state government or the federal government about this issue?
So not only is homelessness changing across the city, it's the types of homelessness is changing. So in responding, we need to increase the supply of affordable housing critically to the lowest incomes, but we also need to ensure that there's a greater mix of the type of housing available provided in areas of highest need and where low-income households are now settling. We also need to ensure better integration of planning and development across different policy portfolios, and also need to make sure that specialist homeless services are located where need is highest or where it's emerging.
Right. Well, Sharon, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Thanks. Bye.